Good morning, men. This is where do I put it?
Where did I put it? Oh my god.
All right. When you're a big guy, it's hard to actually get belts. Leather belts that fit, you know what I mean? And yeah, I'm a bit fat, that's just taken. But like I'm physically, you know, like I fill up a fucking doorway, you know? So, what I did is I bought some genuine Chinese leather belts. Now, I don't know, this has fibre in it, like a woven type fabric. And, you know, genuine imitation leather bonded to an imitation composite of fucking fabric. You can actually see the cross hatching on the roll forming mill, you know. So anyway, and anyway, how this works, right? Because it said leather when you buy it, you know, lying Chinese cunts. Camera's down here. Lying Chinese fucking cunts. They're not leather at all. In fact, the whole thing is fake. But for the time being, that's what I bought it in good faith. That it was leather. And for about $6 a piece, I thought, well, you know, looks like leather, said to be leather, you know, but it's not leather. But that is neither here nor there. The thing is, does it work as a belt to hold my pantaloons up? Fucking cunts. So what you can do, it helps, you know, if you got a belt sander, it helps. But what you can do is you can use, oh, fucking cunt. You can use a shorter piece of wood like this, and assuming that is perfectly horizontal, if the belt sander, if the sanding belt ran parallel to that, okay, at that position, and if you tilted the belt like say 2 degrees, if you tilted this piece of wood about 2 degrees, yeah, and you put the leather belt under one side and you clamped the, you know, you got a piece of wood on the other side and clamped it, but this piece here dragging at say like about a 2 degree tilt would taper the fucking end of it off, right? And on the other piece you'd turn it upside down and you'd also taper that off. It'd also taper this end off by about 2 degrees, right? And then you'd end up with a thick bit going with a thick bit. Oh, thick bit there, going down to a flat bit, you know, very thin, right? And this is, there's an adhesive called Sally's Shoe Glue. this is not terribly accurate, and it has drifted a little bit, but right. It doesn't fucking matter that much. It's a synthetic and semi-synthetic or whatever, and just adhesives, acetone as the solvent, you know. But what I've got there is you can see this drifted out of alignment, right? So you can see that there's a... Oh, where is it?
Yeah.
So you can see where it's tapered. This will help. This is... That there is tapered to a thin bit there. At the end there, it's very, very thin. And when we roll it over to the other edge of the joint, it's also tapered. You can make the outline out, you know. And then putting a good quantity of glue on each face and then clamping it together between two bits of wood, you know what I mean? And leaving it safer 2 days for the glue to dry, you know, because the solvent's very fast acting and fast evaporating, but like say 2 days to dry, and then you've got, I didn't bother cleaning it up because that's just gonna fucking wear, it does, I don't care, it's like, oh my god, you got glue on your belt, oh my god, what the fuck are you doing, I don't care, so fuck off, you know, but anyway, that lap, it's like that lap joint gives a bond area over a very large area in shear, right? So it's a very big fucking joint instead of like two bits stuck together end to end or one bit stuck on top of another, you know, which leaves stress raises at the end of the fucking hard joint. You know, yeah, breakfast. That's not working. Where's a sharp edge? But if you put this bit is say the end of the belt, and that bit, this bit here is a belt, and this bit is the end of a fucking, you know, the extension bit, you know, those square sharp edges concentrate the stress at the fucking joint, you know what I mean? Whereas tapering the fucking edges, like, you know, very sort of thin, allows the stress to flow through the parts. So what I've done is there's two fucking fake Chinese shit leather belts, right? But they don't see, and if you get hole punches, you know, for punching leather, like, you know, thing and then bang with a hammer, they tend to be really, really, really fucked. But if you put the hole punches, like round things with holes in the end and a side slot for the exit bits, for the cutout bits to pop out, you can actually drill nice, and you put that in a, like a little bench type drill press, and you put, say, an aluminium, bit of aluminium plate underneath for the hard steel to sort of rub down on and cut into a bit, you know what I mean? But that way you can get really nice, neat fucking holes in your leather, right? Whereas this, these Chinese cunts, where's my fucking finger? These Chinese cunts have punched in slots, whereas I've drilled using a cutter, like a hole punch, I've used it like a cutter in a drill press, and it comes out with really fucking neat holes. I just worked that out sitting there, bang, 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 trying to make fucking holes in hard, thick, dry leather. No, use a drill press, you know. And if you cut it really, if you use the, where's the fucking thing? If you use it a really finger, if you use it really so that the punch is square to the table, you know what I mean, the aluminium plate, that'll cut a really fucking nice, neat hole with no dags, nothing to press out and all this other sort of shit. So, yeah, that's a really easy way. And the thing is with hardened steel or harder steel punches, if you can't get any punches, you can use something like quarter inch steel brake line, you know what I mean? You just grind a fucking bevel on the end, you know what I mean? Angle grinder drill, zzz, you know, and you can grind a bevel on, and then you put something inside it to fucking take the lip off the fine edge and put a fucking fine edge on it, and that's how you make punches up, you know. You don't use the metal is, it's a higher strength low carbon steel, and it's not particularly good as a punch, but as a spinning cutter they work really well, and you can cut a lot of fucking holes, and they're really easy to resharpen. So that's why, you know, picking your fucking nose. No, it's more hairs, you know. Hairs coming out everywhere. But that's how to make a fucking... That's how to get... That's like about a... where was it? That's like about a 10-inch... Let me check. Yeah, that's about a 10-inch extension to a belt. Because I'm just big, you know, and it's hard, you know. It's hard to get pieces of leather that width and that length, you know, it really is. So there you go, men, how to make the big boy belts. Extend them, and the more you sort of, I'm sort of a utilitarian person. I don't really fucking care, because I'm not here winning, you know, most masterful man, you know, in the dress sense. I'm just here to get dressed. I want something to hold my pants up, not to look like some dipshit from a fashion magazine, you know. Oh my god, oh, my Pierre Cardin condoms, oh my god, you can't fuck me in the ass with that. No, you know, they're Cartier condoms, or, you know, something from fucking Milan or some shit, you know. No, it's a belt to hold my pants up. Does it work? Yes. Good. End of issue. So anyway, MGTOW men, there you go.